The following radio show is live, except for the announcement you're hearing right now.
Welcome back to Your Island Live with your host, Tom Shalero, on 103.9 LI News Radio.
And welcome back to our midday program, the award-winning Your Island. I'm your host, Tom Shalero. Now, this segment of our program is being brought to you by the CSEA. They are New York's leading public service union. Folks working together to make a better New York for all of us. CSEA represents 265,000 workers in New York State. 48,000 of them can be found right here on Long Island. They are your bus drivers, groundskeepers, and clerical staff. They plow and pave your streets, clean your office buildings. They provide child care and care for the mentally and physically disabled from Buffalo to Brookhaven. CSEA members work hard for all of us in this great state. They never quit serving our communities and fighting for the working folks. Nick Lamont, a president. We're going to open the phones on number here, 631-451-1039. Of course, any topic, this is what we do here. We gather your opinions. And very important, because I think we really have the right things to talk about. You know, too many times we listen to Congress and you watch all these talking heads that have some sort of a title. Well, we have the title, and the title is Middle Class Working Folks. That's our title. Now, let me just introduce. That's right. America's professor. He's in the classroom right now. Nick Giordano, professor of political science at Suffolk Community College. Nick comes in once a week. He's one of our I'm going to call him senior contributors.
Upgrade.
Yeah, you got an upgrade. You are now a senior contributor, although you are a young man. You still have, you know, done a lot for this program, and we appreciate that. I'm going to introduce a topic, and, you know, just something I noticed, and, you know, it's always the mind is always working, not always in the right way. I'm watching the New York Yankees yesterday play the Texas Rangers, and I'm watching the two teams, and I noticed that the one team, they're a little, I mean, what could I say? You have, you know, long, unkempt hair coming out of a ball cap, which doesn't look right. It reminds me of, like, Michael Moore when he had hair. And, you know, to me, I'm watching that. I'm saying, they don't even have trimmed beards or anything like that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I believe that in this country, you have freedom of expression. If you want to look like somebody who's never taken a shower or gotten a haircut or ever shaved, I think you have the right to do that. So I was watching Texas Rangers, and that's what most of them look like. And most of the major league ball players, the baseball players, they tend to express themselves, you know, a bit much, but they have a right to do that. Now, on the other hand, I'm watching that great team from the Bronx, the New York Yankees, with a tradition that goes back, the team that has won more championships than any team and any professional sports franchise in the world, and that's the New York Yankees. And they look like nice. I mean, they're all trimmed. The mustaches have to be trimmed in a certain way. They have, you know, proper haircuts. Their hat fits on their head without stuff. And I'm saying, well, why is that? Well, because it goes back to the great George Steinbrenner, and now his son Hal follows the same suit. They have a dress code. They have a grooming code. If you're going to work for our organization, you have to put aside your freedom of expression, so to speak, on how you want to look, and you got to conform to our standards. And this is what I'm thinking. Instead of watching the game and seeing who's winning, who's losing, I'm trying to compare this whole thing. And I'm getting to something, and Nick is sitting here waiting and waiting and waiting, and then we'll join in on a discussion. And now I'm thinking, well, why couldn't the NFL teams say to a person signed under contract who's wearing, let's say, a Green Bay Packers uniform or a Seattle Seahawks uniform, both of the Bennett brothers who belong to the Green Bay Packers and the other one belongs to Seattle Seahawks, staged a protest at their, I think, the opening day football, where they would not participate with the honoring of the national anthem. Again, I don't think too many people disagree with their First Amendment rights to do that. If you want to protest the flag, and if you want to protest, although many of us find it distasteful, if you want to do that, you can do that. But on the other hand, if you work for a company or a corporation, can the company, and here's the question, folks, can a corporation such as the Green Bay Packers, Seattle Seahawks, New York Yankees, Inc., do they have the right to regulate their employees? Yankees say to their ball players, haircut, shave, don't look like a mess because you represent us. And by the way, they have to wear suits, shirt and tie and business attire when they travel. The other ball players can go in Bermuda shorts and flip-flops. But this is what the Yankees do. Now, I'll throw this out to Nick Giordano, who, by the way, I think taught a little bit about the Constitution today in your morning classes at Suffolk Community College. So hopefully your students are listening. What do you think about that, Nick? Can a corporation not only restrict freedom of expression on how you look on the ball field, but how you perform or how you participate in opening ceremonies. Our number here is 631-451-1039. You're welcome to join in. But, Nick, what do you think? Nick Giordano.
Well, they can. I'll give you two examples. Remember when George Steinbrenner wouldn't let Don Mattingly into the clubhouse until he got rid of his mustache that he had, trimmed it?
Yeah, yeah, he had like that handlebar mustache. George didn't like it.
And it was about, I think Mattingly missed a couple of games because of that. Until Mattingly changed it and listened to Steinbrenner.
Now, could he have sued? Could Don Mattingly, very popular ball player, had sued George Steinbrenner saying, you are violating my right to look the way I want to look? Supreme Court has said that dress codes, by and large, are not constitutional.
In the corporate world, they are. And that's what NFL, Major League Baseball, they're all corporations. They're businesses.
Look at
who's the owner of the Giants? Mara, right?
Yeah, I think
he owns the Giants?
Yeah.
All right, so you notice how none of the Giants sit, right? And that's because Mara took his team and said, you stand for the pledge. That's a direct order.
But isn't he violating their constitutional rights?
No, because in a corporation, the Constitution doesn't necessarily apply. Because what happens is you're making the choice to work there. You're making the decision to work there. Therefore, you have to abide by the rules of the corporation.
Okay.
So if I post something on Facebook, Suffolk Community College or any company can actually fire you, even though it's outside of business hours. It doesn't have anything to do with work. How many times have we seen people lose their jobs because they said something on Facebook that was insulting?
Okay, I want to take some phone calls, but I want to put it out there to the folks, is where does your freedom of expression, your constitutional rights to protest the flag and corporate responsibility begin? We might be onto something here. 631-451-1039 is our number. We've got Steve over there in Riverhead. Steve, what do you say?
Actually, you know what? I just couldn't agree more. You just took some of the words right out of my mouth. I mean, but as far as the national anthem, I mean, it's actually not a religious song, so there's not a religious aspect to it. It's all about patriotism.
Okay.
So I think that they actually can make someone do that.
You're saying they can make them as part of a corporate organization wearing the Seattle Seahawks uniform, getting a paycheck from the Seattle Seahawks. You're saying the owner can say to the person that you have to participate in the opening ceremonies.
Most definitely, because you're representing that team. Also, I remember when Stanley Damon came over from the Boston Red Sox, was being Captain Caveman, and I almost didn't recognize him. He played his first game.
You know, Steve, you're coming in a little. Could just maybe move your phone a bit.
Move 2 inches.
I'm sorry. I was just very upset when Johnny Damon made the move from the Red Sox to the New York Yankees.
Yeah, he was. He was part of what did they call them? They had a little nickname for that.
The caveman.
Yeah.
So he looked like a Neanderthal.
Yeah. But you see, all right.
But when he came to the Yankees, he had to cut his hair.
All right. And let me ask you, Steve, do you like the Yankees method of making the ball players look clean cut, or do you like the other method?
Most definitely. You know what? Because they're superstars, they get paid, but you know what? They're still role models for children.
Yes.
And
Steve, thank you.
They get paid and they can show that they can follow rule.
Yes. I like that. I think they look great.
But it's also professionalism. Steinbrenner instituted that because he understood that it's a profession. It's not something that they're doing for recreation. This is something that they're getting paid big money to put on a show, and therefore they should be dressed properly, they should behave properly, and that's the main thing.
If you want to look like a Neanderthal, you don't play for us.
Absolutely. And when you look at someone that doesn't want to stand for the pledge, if a coach or an owner says that you have to stand for the pledge, well, the player doesn't have to listen to the coach or the owner, but the player shouldn't be surprised when they get kicked off the team and they're not signed by other teams. So, listen, there's consequences.
Yeah, interesting. Steve, thanks for your thoughts. Well said.
And I do want to say outright.
Thank you.
When I watch the NFL, I mean, listen, I'm someone that's surrounded by politics day in and day out.
Yes, you are.
When I watch my football, I don't want politics infused to it, especially from people that are making millions of dollars. Just shut your mouths, play the game. Mm. And if you really, truly care about a particular issue, do it off the field. You know, if you're a Colin Kaepernick, put your money where your mouth is, do your bidding off the field, and don't praise people like Fidel Castro, because then you just look stupid.
Okay. You know, but again, I don't know if I would disagree or agree. Do they have the right to criticize Fidel Castro? Do they have the right or to support Fidel Castro or say that they're a communist?
You have the right to be a Mormon in the United States.
Yes, you do. But what we're saying is that while you're working under the corporate guise, that you might have to abide by certain rules and regulations that some people may say is inhibiting your right to free speech, such as opening ceremonies that happened this week, you know, again, with the Bennett brothers, Green Bay Packers, Seattle Seahawks. One of the brothers had a black glove on and did a, I guess, a Panther salute or something like that. I guess it was, it's symbolic of defiance. And the other one sat down. Can the corporate owners fire them for that? Or at least put it into their contracts?
Well, they could put it into their contracts, but they also could create policies, and it's not really reflective of the contract. Doesn't matter what the contract. Now, when we're looking at it, look at what Google just did. So someone puts out a report saying why there are not women engineers in Silicon Valley, or as many women engineers. And because he took a viewpoint that, you know, women weren't as analytical as men, and, you know, a whole bunch of other things. And
how old was that guy? 90? Why would he come up with that?
No, he was actually a fairly young guy.
Oh, he's got issues.
So he came out with this whole long list of why women don't really get involved into the computing field, and he was terminated because his beliefs were deemed insensitive by the powers that be at Google.
Okay.
So is it right that Google fired him? Well, I don't know if it's right or wrong, but Google has the right as a company.
Right, yeah.
To determine who works for the company.
Okay, so you're strengthening our argument with that scenario.
Absolutely. You know, we might not like certain aspects of it, but if you're going to work for a company, you have to abide by the rules. When I'm in the classroom, I have to abide by the rules of Suffolk Community College. I may not agree with all the rules. However, if I don't, and if I don't have tenure, they have the right to terminate me.
That's right. And you cannot harass a student. You cannot discriminate against a student.
Absolutely.
And those would be, I guess, within, you know, certain parameters. But we're thinking more towards the person's rights, constitutional rights, freedom of expression, the right to protest. Our number here is 631-451-1039. We're trying to relate the fact that the New York Yankees have a dress code inhibiting the right of freedom of expression on how a ball player wants to look versus the right of a ball player, in this case, a football player in the NFL, the ability to protest the national anthem at the beginning of a game in front of millions of people, because most of these games now are nationally televised. Can an owner essentially say to those, if you work for me, then you have to comply with my rules, and I don't like the fact that you show, in your mind, protest of the flag. Other people look at it as a disrespect of the flag.
Well, I look at it as disrespectful. You know, I mean, listen, the United States isn't perfect. We've made our share of mistakes, but we're still the greatest country in the world.
Absolutely.
And when you're looking at it, you know, Jim Brown, and, you know, from the Cleveland Browns, he's someone that fought in the civil rights movement. He was on the front lines the civil rights movement. It's not like he's some, you know, person that never got involved in civil rights. And when the Cleveland Browns, 12 players, took to the knee during the national anthem, he went down there and he told them, you stand for the flag. You stand for what this country stands for. This country offers people the greatest
opportunity
in the world.
Nobody told him no?
Nope. Well, because he's respected, because he was on the front lines of the civil rights movement. He's someone that experienced racism and Jim Crow firsthand.
Right.
He knows what it's like. And so he has the street credibility to really talk about it.
Okay. Let's see what some of the folks say. 631-451-1039. We've got Nicole on the line. Nicole, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. What do you say, Nicole? Stand, not stand. You own the company. Do as I say. What's your thoughts?
Well, this is how many people go to work and stage a protest of some kind and expect to actually have their job the next day.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I mean, imagine going to work. Nicole, what do you do?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, you're a stay-at-home mom. All right, so I guess you're not protesting too much in the living room. But let's say, you know, you worked somewhere, you know, for the most part. You're right. She raises a good point there.
Well, what if I went and protested whatever issue I cared about in my classroom day in and day out, and the students aren't learning?
Yeah.
You know, I can't impose my beliefs on my students. They can believe whatever they want to
believe. So, Nicole, do you think that these ball players should be under the guise of, let's say, a corporate responsibility as opposed to...
They're at work. They're at work.
They
perform like they're at work.
Okay.
I don't think it's the time nor the place for them to be protesting anything. I think they should just go to work, do their job, and then save their protests for when they're on their own time.
That's perfect. Yeah. See, that's I believe that. You know, because we're going to get calls or people are thinking, well, they have a right. They have a right. We all have these rights. But, you know, where does...
They have a right, but the owner has the right to say, I'm not going to tolerate
it. So whose right supersedes the other one?
The owner's.
The owner's, all right.
It's not
you
like...
have a right...
Let's see.
You have the right to drink a beer if you want, but you don't have that right to drink a beer on the job.
Right.
So no matter what you're doing at work, pushing a broom or playing a game, it's not the time or place.
All right. Very good. Nicole, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening.
And more important, when we're looking at
it. And I want to say one thing to Nicole. Stay-at-home moms are the best job in the whole world.
And the hardest.
They work the hardest.
Absolutely.
Nicole, you work the hardest.
Thank you.
When we're looking at it, you don't have to work for that corporation. That's the thing. That's the difference. The corporation is voluntary. Your employment, you're choosing to work there. And therefore, that corporation has the right to decide what its policies are that it's going to accept or not accept.
Thanks for calling, Nicole. Appreciate it. Let's get to... we got Dan over there in Middle Island. Dan, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to comment. This is not a constitutional issue. The Constitution says Congress shall make no law restricting a religion, et cetera, et cetera. That doesn't mean that a company can't have a policy that restricts.
Yeah, right. See, that's our discussion now. I wonder if this came to the Supreme Court. Let's say Seattle Seahawks owner says that everybody has to participate in the national anthem opening ceremonies. A ball player then sues that says it's a violation of her rights. It makes it to the United States Supreme Court. How are the nine justices going to rule on something like that?
The corporation.
I think they throw it out. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law. There's not the Congress doing it.
Okay, I mean, that's, a governmental
action. The 14th Amendment, by the way, the 14th Amendment brings that down to the states, so states can't do that either. But a private company, your radio station can tell you that you've got to run a PSA. My radio station tells me that.
Right.
And you've got to run the PSAs. That's part of the job.
Yes, I mean, you can't say you don't like the PSA.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Well, you can pick which one you want, but they can tell you've got to run this one, even if you don't like it.
Exactly. All right, we're getting, the listeners are getting some good points here.
Absolutely.
Nick, I mean, I just wonder if it ever got to the Supreme Court that a NFL ball player sued the owner of the company saying that he's being required to do something that's in violation of his constitutional rights. Who would win that case?
The owner. Because it's been done before. You have corporations out there that are saying their employees are not allowed to smoke.
Right.
And if they have employees that smoke, those employees could be terminated and they can't work
there. Because the Constitution, your rights go beyond the specifics. You know, there's a whole elastic clause to it, to saying what constitutes a right. Let's take, as we wind down here, we got James over there in Calverton. James, you're on the air.
Okay. As far as having beers and stuff, like everybody's been saying, you work for a corporation, whatever. But remember Joe Namath when he had his sideburns back in his time when he was the best football player? He was bringing in millions and millions of dollars to his corporation, so they couldn't care what he looked like. He could have been half naked and they couldn't care less. You know, it's the same today. I mean, these guys that are protesting these things, I think that if you're not going to stand for the flag or whatever, you should just stay off the field until after it's over. Because the rest of your team is respecting the country, and if you don't respect it or you're disagreeing with it, just stay off the field. Stay away from them until after the national anthem's over. And, and if you're going to protest or whatever, do it on your own time. And like I said, they're working for a corporation. As far as cutting the hair and stuff, that's a constitutional right.
So are the Yankees wrong? Are you saying the New York Yankees are wrong?
I'm saying that God created a man with a beard, and football is a barbaric sport. You're saying you can't have long hair and beards because they look like, a barbarism, and they're going out and they're knocking the hell out of each other, causing brain injury and permanent damage, and it's called a sport, and it's ridiculous.
Well, I don't think there's any dress codes in the NFL. I can't think of one team that has a dress. Is there?
But I don't think there should be a dress code. They're playing a barbaric game.
Well, what about baseball? New York Yankees.
But it's the owner's choice. It's the owner's choice.
Why do they have this image of Superman or Batman?
It looks nice. I like the way it looks.
I know, but maybe it's their freedom of expression, so they can maybe they look tougher when they're going against the guys that they're playing against.
But then why should they have to stand for the pledge if you're saying that they should be able? Owner can't make a policy.
If they don't want to stand for the pledge or whatever, they should be in the clubhouse until after that's over with, because the rest of the team, they're making the rest of the team look bad, And, if they have a disagreement with the flag or whatever, do it on your own time, okay?
Okay.
That's all I'm trying to say. They are working for a corporation. But as far as the flag and the corporation goes, I mean, the American flag has nothing to do with sports anyway. I mean, to me, it's that's a bunch of nonsense where people, they put their head. The thing that kills me about this country is somebody dies, we have a moment of silence. You have a moment of silence for a fart. But people that die have 10 seconds of silence in some stupid city. What's the matter with 3 hours of silence, you know? I mean, is that all you think about these people? Is, you know, 1 minute of silence, that's all they mean?
Well, I mean, I guess people are busy, so it's hard to go beyond the 1 minute. James, as always, thanks for the phone call. You know, we get back. I want to take a little bit more on this, just a little, and, you know, see, you know, maybe we might be coming to a solution to this problem. I think we are, and I want to go ahead with this because it's created a lot of debate on all the talk shows on these ball players that are utilizing their celebrity status for their own individual protest.
When did that start? That's annoying.
And that's, again, I want to take that up. We're going to take a short break. I'm your host, Tom Shalero. And we have Nick Giordano, professor of political science, Suffolk Community College, once again in the studio. Take a short break. We'll be right back.